When it comes to which farms get the most help from the government, the answer is most always the biggest farms. This leads us to ask, is there a government program that helps small farms more than big farms?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with your host, Michael Olson. And now get ready for 1 hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Welcome to the 1365th edition of the Food Chain Radio Show. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends way down there in Punta Arenas who are tuned in to the Food Chain on Santa Cruz Voice, MetroFarm.com, Spotify, or anywhere and everywhere. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What. Folks, our federal government hands out a lot of money to farmers. How much money? Well, for the year 2021, it was $14.5 billion. Which farms get the government money? Well, data from USDA's economic research tells us about 75% of large farms with gross incomes of over $350,000 get an average of $66,000 per year. Not bad. About 31% of the intermediate-sized farms with gross amounts lower than $350,000, they get about $12,800 per year. And small farms, they only got $8,300. So you could see the money, the big money, the big government money, goes to the big farms. And that's pretty much always the way it has been. From this thumbnail sketch, it is easy to see that the more money a farm makes, the more help it gets from the government. And conversely, the less money a farm makes, the less money it gets from the government. This observation led us to seek out a government program that helps small farms more than big farms. We found such a program in California, and it's called the California Certified Farmers Market Program. Here to tell us all about how government actually helps small farms in a big way, we have Jennifer Leadoff, who is the California Department of Food and Agriculture's Direct Marketing Program Supervisor. I get all that right, Jennifer?
That's correct, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today from beautiful Sacramento, I suspect. Is that where you're at?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful today.
Okay, good. Is it fair to say that California Certified Farmers Market Program was designed to help small farms more than big farms?
Well, that's a good question. I to say it helps small, it definitely does, because of the nature of why the program was created. So I can go back to 1915, really, with the establishment of the standardization program in California that attempted to and successfully did establish minimum standards for selling fresh fruits, nuts, and vegetables in standard packaging, sizing, ripeness, color, maturity.
So that is to say that all farmers had to conform to these guidelines in order to sell their food, right?
Right. In the marketplace, they had to have these standard sizes and maturity and ripeness. And then in 1977, there were regulations created to establish the farmers market, which gave farmers an exemption to these size, labeling, and packaging standards, and so that they could have an alternate method for selling to consumers without having to go through these standards. So they could take what they grew, pull it off the tree, out of the ground, and put it in a box and bring it directly to consumers. So they didn't have to do all the sizing and grading.
Right. And the reason for this then was that small farmers then did not have to comply with all of these expensive packaging requirements in order to pluck an apple off the tree and take it to market. Made it much simpler and possible, actually, for small farmers to sell directly to their consumers.
Correct.
then it really does benefit small farms more than big farms when it gets right down to it. Because if you're a big farm, you're not probably not going to be selling directly to consumers. You're going to be selling into a wholesale distribution chain. And that's where those other rules really do apply.
Right. I can say that it doesn't exclude large farmers from the direct marketing program, but it allows an opportunity for anyone to participate.
Yes. We don't want to discriminate against big farms, especially those that only make a third of $1 million a year or something like that. Good. Is California's Certified Farmers Market program unique, or do other states have the same kind of program?
It's possible. I can really only speak to what's happening here in California.
Okay. I looked around and I couldn't find anything else. Whenever I click in Certified Farmers Market, California pops up. So I was thinking, is there something unique about California that we would have such a program?
Well, I'm not sure that I can answer that question either. The history and background of the program is made up of industry involvement in legislation that shaped the laws that we have today. And when I say industry, I mostly mean market operators and producers.
Okay. As the California Department of Food and Agriculture, which we like to call CDFA, because you don't have to utter all of those big words. As the Certified Farmers Market Program supervisor, what is your turf here in California? Do the whole state, or do you have a part of the state that you superintend?
The program, because it is California Department of Food and Agriculture, we cover the whole state.
Okay.
So we have our staff looks at the whole state. We work closely with the county agricultural commissioner's offices that have their county as their jurisdiction, but at the state level, we are the whole state.
Good. How many certified farmers markets does California have?
To date, there's about 650 to 665, around that many.
And these are all certified farmers markets?
These are all certified farmers markets. Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between a certified farmers market and a farmers market?
Sure. So a certified farmers market means that a market operator who meets the criteria, that is that they are a producer or a group of producers, a nonprofit agency, or a local government agency, applied for a certification and from their agricultural commissioner's office, and they set up their market where certified producers can come and sell and get that standardization exemption I was talking about earlier.
Right.
And it's insurance for the public to know that what they're coming, they're buying from the producer, they're buying directly from what that producer is growing. And then with that certification, there's sort of a verification that that's what they're growing and that's what they're selling.
And have you seen a growth in, obviously you've seen a growth in the certified farmers market industry since 1977, because before 77, there weren't any. There were just farmers markets. Mm-hmm. Is the certified farmers market industry still growing?
It is still growing. There's still a lot of popularity with the farmers markets. That's an interesting question. We have the same amount of markets, so it's a established industry, and there's different areas where the markets, you know, increase in their numbers. We have a good number of producers that participate.
Good. Good. And as you mentioned earlier, this seems to be a government program that not only benefits small farmers, but it also benefits consumers, people like me, who love to eat local originated food. And a certified farmers market is a good indication that the food that is being sold there was actually being grown and produced by the farmers in the market.
That's right. That is something that is verified. They get a certificate and somebody has gone to their production site, verified that they're growing and what they're selling at the market is what they grew here in California. And that's one of the differences between that and a farmer's market. Say maybe at a, I'm forgetting the word, but where they would, it might be some fruit or vegetables that are imported. You're not necessarily buying it from the producer themselves or somebody who's worked on the farm.
So we know the provenance of a certified farmer's market food. It came from the farmers in the market, which is a pretty good mm-hmm. deal. Now, are there other programs that CDFA hosts that are like certified farmer's market program that are designed to aid small farmers?
I can't really speak to that's sort of outside of my wheelhouse. I'm really, know more about certified farmer's market program. I'm sure Joshua can provide details about where to find more information about that.
Joshua. Oh, Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Yes. My question was, does CDFA serve small farmers with other programs like the Certified Farmers Market Program? Are there other programs similar to that?
There's a variety of grant programs that CDFA sponsors through the state. There's also partnerships with federal grant monies. The best way to find where you can find more information about them for small farmers would be to Google CDFA Farmer Equity Program. And there's a page there that has many links to many of our programs and grants and more information about that. And people at CDFA who can help small farmers with that.
Good. And by the way, this would be Joshua Bingham, who's the public information officer at CDFA. Thank you for bopping in and with that information. Really appreciate it. Well, we have a little bit of time. I'd like to start off before our break, but I'd like to start off, Jennifer, with what exactly is a farmer's market? You kind of described it. Throughout history, farmers have always sold their goods to people in the city, or that's just the nature of it. So there's always been farmers markets. And why did California establish a certified farmers market program when it doesn't seem like any other states have done such a thing? What is it about California?
Oops. Well, I can
go ahead.
Oh, there I am. I can give you a brief history lesson on, and as I did about, the origins
of
the standardization program and then different, legislation that was passed.
That's a very important thing, I think, for everybody to understand is that something in California instigated this new program in 1977, and it had a lot to do with making life easier for farmers and for consumers. And of course, we're talking about certified farmers markets, which is unique to California and somewhat unique in the fact that it is a government program that really takes care of small farmers instead of big ones. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll pick up the reason California started this very unique program. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
now, back to What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
With Michael Olson and the folks from CDFA, Jennifer Lidl, Lidolf. Mm-hmm. Good. Almost like Rudolph. Lidolf.
Right.
Okay. And Joshua Bingham is in the background as well. He's the PIO officer for CDFA. Happy to have both of you here. So back in 1977, California set up the Certified Farmers Market Program to make it easier for farmers and for small farmers and for consumers to interact in a, I guess you might call it a lawful way. So there would be very little possibility to cheat each other, which is always something I think about when I'm perhaps outside of the country or traveling around and I see the opportunity to buy some good local food. I always wonder, what's in the food? And you've made it possible to know what's in the food via this program. So California did it, but why California, not other states? I mean, what was it? What is it about California?
That's a question I might not be able to answer. I think that, you know, we, like I said before, industry is really involved in our laws and shaping our regulations. We have a advisory committee made up of industry members that advise the program and the Secretary of Food and Agriculture on how the industry and direct marketing should be run.
Okay.
And that might be what's unique.
Okay, good. And California, I suspect, having been a resident of California for quite some time, has a lot of products, a lot of food, agricultural products that are not conventional commodity crops. For example, we don't do corn or soy very well, but we do all kinds of other things very well, many, many different crops very well. And some of them are very conducive to direct sales, whereas if you have a bushel of soy, who are you going to sell that to? You're going to have to sell it to a food processor and whatnot. So I think, you know, having all of these special crops in California might make it more conducive to having farmers markets when it gets right down to it. But that's, I guess, my way of thinking. So let's move on from that one and start with exactly what is a certified farmer in California.
Okay. Sure. So a certified farmer is a producer that applies for a certified producer certificate, and they will at an agricultural commissioner's office and say, here's what I'm going to be growing. Here's what I intend to sell at a farmer's market. And an inspector will go to their site and verify that they have those fruits in the trees, that they have those plants in the ground, and that what they're estimating that they're going to be able to grow, it looks like that's what they're growing in their production site. And so with that certificate, they take that to a farmer's market, and the market operators, along with partnership of CDFA inspectors and agricultural inspectors, go to the markets and make sure and verify, oh, looking at your certificate, I see that you say you're going to grow green beans. I see green beans here at your table, and verifying that what is being sold to the public and that public trust between the public and the farmer, that I think I'm buying this from you. And that's what the Certified Farmers Market program ensures, is that public trust is there with what the producer is growing and what the consumer is buying.
So it works for both the farmer. Mm-hmm. When people look at the farmer and a farmer's certified farmer's market and say, wow, this person actually grew the food. And so you can actually look in their eyes, see what's in the food. Because that's an incredible way of establishing trust. I don't know where else you can do that, except maybe going directly to the farm or becoming part of a community supported agriculture program or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then for those of us, so it gives the farmer substantial authority. As a consumer, you look at them and have that authority. And as a consumer, you have trust. You can have trust that what you're getting is the real deal. Is it easy to become a certified farmer's market seller as a farmer?
Oh, to become a certified producer?
Yeah. Lots of hoops to jump through?
No, I don't know if I can answer that. I know the process for getting a certified producer certificate.
Well, what is that? Yeah, tell us about that.
Sure. So we have it's a form that is filled out, and it requires certain information about the producer, their name, and where their production site is. And mostly it is what they intend to grow throughout the year or the season. And that is something then the Ag Commissioner verifies, looks at, and then it's signed by the producer saying, I agree to, you know, practice good agricultural practices. And the commissioner signs saying, I've verified this producer is growing these items, commodities listed. And that is something then that is posted at the farmer's market. And it's a requirement that they post that at the farmer's market so that the an informed consumer can say, verify that that's that's what they're seeing at the market.
So it's the real deal. Mm-hmm. And then the CDFA's job at the top of the food. There's no USDA program governing farmers markets, is there?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So you're at the top of the legal food chain for farmers markets then. CDFA is.
In California.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're at the top and you supervise, do you supervise the inspectors? Or does that fall under the purview of the county ag commissioners?
So we have inspection staff that work with, they do their own inspections, but they also work closely with agricultural commissioner staff, because they have that local knowledge and the ability to be where the markets and producers are. And we have a lot of ground to cover in California.
You certainly do. And a lot of farmers. You have any idea how many farmers?
It's
the
last time I looked, it's in the couple thousand.
That participate in farmers markets?
That have certificates, yes.
Say over a couple thousand, and that's a lot of farmers to keep track of. Mm-hmm. And probably the only way you can do it is through having intermediaries in each county like that.
Right.
I know we're in the second smallest county in California, Santa Cruz County, and there are 682 farms in this county, in this tiny little postage stamp of a county, and a significant number of them are certified organic farmers. You do not manage certification of organic, do you?
No, that's a different program.
Okay, so you certify that they are the farmers in the market, and that's your certification.
Right.
Okay. So I understand that there are three different kinds of certificates that are involved. A certified farmers market certificate, which is you have to certify that this it really is a certified farmers market. Mm-hmm. So each market gets its own certificate. Correct. Then there's a certified producer's certificate.
Correct.
And that's the farmer, right?
That's the farmer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have certified producer agreements. What is that?
I'm not exactly sure what you might be referring to. We have a Can you give me more about
the way I understand it in a quick scan of the material was that when there is a farmer who wants to partner up with a neighboring farmer and sell their stuff at the farmer's market, there is an agreement they have to enter into, and I think that's what the certified producer agreements are. So I agree to work with my neighbor farmer here to sell his or her products at the farmer's market.
Right, right. You can, two certified producers can have a business agreement to bring each other's products to the market. It's another advantage for somebody who's very small to be able to go to markets and more markets than they might be able to otherwise. And that they all have to follow the same laws and regulations. And so it's a business agreement between those two producers that I'm going to bring your stuff. You should be able to see their both names on that certificate. And so that's that agreement. It's only required if they have that business partnership.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's still, you might be able to sell your neighbor's products, but you still have to prove that those products are his products and not your products.
Right. And they should be sold separately. This should be separated at the vendor stand with both banners of both producers and both certificates of both producers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you go about enforcing all of these rules?
So we have two staff, CDFA staff, that will do their own inspections. We also have county agricultural county agricultural commissioner staff. They are required to do their own inspections as well. Okay. So they go to the farmers markets. They check that all of the regulations and laws are being followed. And so that some is routine, some is not routine. It just depends each county. And so that's what they go into the markets and make sure that it's all the regulations are being followed.
Good. I always think of them as the sheriffs, county sheriffs of agriculture, because that's really their job is to make sure everybody's minding their P's and Q's, right?
They are one of the sheriffs that go into the market, yes.
Okay, good. I'd like to move...
But not officially sheriffs.
They're not officially sheriffs. They don't carry a badge or a six-shooter or anything like that. But they do watch out and make sure not only that the farmers in the farmer's market are minding their P's and Q's, but the farmers in the field are minding their P's and Q's with respect to the materials that they use to grow crops with. And I'm thinking, of course, of pesticides and materials like that. So the county ag commissioner does have a real significant job, especially here in California, not so certain elsewhere.
Right. Yeah, they wear multiple hats. I mean, the farmers market program doesn't necessarily check those types of additives and amendments to the soil, but the ag commissioners certainly wear many hats and do local work on behalf of multiple programs and agencies.
Right. Okay, good. And then I kind of like to move on to the first, at the top of the food chain pyramid, we have the CDFA. And you're in the inspection department, is that what you're...
Inspection services?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then below that, there's the Certified Farmers Market Program, right?
We are a program within that division,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we move to the county ag commissioners. And then what I think is probably the toughest job of all are the market managers. What do they do?
Mm-hmm. So there's a distinction sometimes between a market operator and a market manager. They're not always the same, but a market operator would be those three entities, either the local government agency, the nonprofit organization, or a producer or group of producers. And then there's the managers that are sort of the boots on the ground there on a daily basis at the markets. And they also wear multiple hats. There's lots of things they have to look out for from other agencies, other programs. But for Certified Farmers Markets program, they are walking their area, making sure that there's banners are posted, certificates are posted, that they have relationships with the farmers. So making sure that the what they are bringing to market is what they're selling. They're helpful in that area. And you know, that there's a fair marketplace and, you know, a fair and equitable marketplace for farmers and consumers, for the public.
And there really is a trust requirement between a market manager and the farmers, right? Because there has to be a trust there. And I've seen instances in which that trust got broken. And it was kind of like watching a divorce almost. I mean, there was some really hard feelings because one cheated on the other. And so that ended the relationship and the farmer had to go. But so it is an interesting relationship, and I would like to pick that up when we get back from this break, because that's really where, as you said, the rubber hits the road is the farmer's market manager, and running a market is incredibly interesting thing to watch and participate in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Food Chain Radio program, Michael Olson, with Jennifer Leadoff, who is the CDFA Direct Marketing Program Supervisor. And we will be right back.
We're on the farm with Joel Salatin.
Would you like to buy homemade soup, backyard chicken, and the neighbor's artisanal lunch meat? The Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund protects your right to acquire the food of your choice from the source of your choice. I'm Joel Salatin from Polyface Farm, and I urge you to defend the right of neighbors to engage in direct food commerce. Join today at farmtoconsumer.org, the food of your choice from the source of your choice. That's farmtoconsumer.org, farmtoconsumer.org. Thank you.
When you buy local American-grown flowers, flowers will grow and flourish in America. Hello, I'm Deborah Prinzing, author of Slow Flowers for Certified American-Grown Flowers. When you buy local flowers, you're helping our country's family farms reduce the transportation footprint of flowers and enjoy fresher, longer-lasting bouquets. So please, next time you shop for flowers, think local. Think Certified American-Grown Flowers. Visit AmericanGrownFlowers.org to learn more.
Here's a little secret I'm telling you. Take a little pledge called the 2x2. Spend $2 on local food each day and get two friends to do the same and play. Oh, they'll spend their money, and when they're through, they'll get two friends and do it too. Do da do da 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 do 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 boom boom boom. There's a little secret I shared with you, a simple pledge called the 2x2. You can do it, it don't cost much, it's so easy it'll make you blush. Pledge two local bucks each day, get two others to pledge and play.
You can earn a substantial income by farming for the city. All you need to do is take your crop to market and win the competition for the consumer dollars. There is a well-proven strategy for winning this competition. You will find it embedded in MetroFarm, the guide to growing in or near the city for the city.
Herbal Connections, Maureen Rogers. I rate MetroFarm very high. All of the information is easy to understand and it reads really fast. You will get your money's worth out of MetroFarm. Egg economist, Dr. John Wison.
Olson's MetroFarms enjoy competitive advantages which allow them to produce more crops per unit of higher quality at less cost than large-scale farms.
Before you plant your seeds, pick up a copy of the Ben Franklin Book of the Year award-winning Metro Farm. Then plant your seeds and win the dollars. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com.
So much to say, so little time to say it, on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Well, I have to ask Jennifer Leadoff the most important question of all. Do you have a favorite farmer's market?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No, of course not.
All right. Well, I do, but I still like going to as many as I can. Okay, the market manager, she's the executive director of the market. And as you said, there are market operators, some of which operate a lot of farmers markets. Okay, mm-hmm. But they're not the ones at the market making sure everything is copacetic. It's the farmers market manager. And they are responsible for a lot of things. They're responsible for the certified producer certificates, right?
They're checking that they're on site. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're responsible for checking product lists, which are called load lists, what you're bringing into the market.
Yes, they are required to collect those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, the second certificate list, which is to say if they're working with somebody else, you have to have that knowledge of, you have to have a second producer list for that, that you're working in partnership with somebody. They collect $2. What's that for?
So the market is responsible for paying a CDFA on a quarterly basis, $2 per vendor per day. They have the option to collect that from the producer, but they don't have to. But that is a fee paid to CDFA.
Okay. And that goes, what do you do with all that money? $2.
That's what funds our enforcement program.
Okay. So self-funded program then.
Yes. It's all industry funded.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And then, the other important thing a market manager has to do is to make sure that they have a good mix of goods, of foods. And I guess that works different for every market, depending on what's available in that area.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of view a market as it's a private business, and how they operate their business and who they sell at their market and how they operate their market is sort of out of our purview.
Okay. It's kind of like a local grocery store then. You have to really know what your neighborhood is like and what your neighborhood wants. Mm-hmm. Good. Also have to manage the facilities, which are always interesting because they can be anywhere, that there's a little bit of space, correct?
That is my understanding, that where it's located and the permits for that is operated by sometimes the county, their local jurisdiction, and sometimes public health. So I wouldn't be able to speak to that.
Okay. Now, it would seem like... how does enforcement work? We kind of touched on that before the break, but that's the tough part of a market manager's job, is to make certain that her farmers or his farmers are doing the right thing, which is to say selling the products of their farms and not bringing in oranges from Florida and selling them as California oranges or something like that. Mm-hmm. Does the CDFA get involved in that at all, or is that something that worked out between the ag commissioners and the market managers?
So it's both. It's both the CDFA and the ag commissioners. CDFA is the seat of the program, and we delegate authority to the ag commissioners to do the certification and enforcement. So it's both ag commissioner staff and CDFA staff that do that inspection.
Okay. And when it comes down to it, the market manager is probably the one who has to say you have to go.
Yes, if there's a you know, if somebody, they have their own rules in their markets about how they bring people, farmers in, how they let them go. So that would be something that, that they manage at the, their local level.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to move on to a different subject, if I might, and that is marketing the certified farmers markets. It seems to me like farmers markets have a problem in staying in the mind of the marketplace because they're pop-up markets. They pop up here today and are gone tomorrow. So to develop a good clientele for the market, the markets have to somehow figure out how to stay in the mind of the market, because otherwise people become like me and think, oh, I've missed the market today. It was my market day and I missed it because I was distracted or something. So is there a way that the government can help farmers' markets stay in the mind of the marketplace? Is there a program to help farmers' markets market themselves?
So what we do as a program is we provide a list of all certified farmers' markets on our website, and a consumer can check by county and find all the markets that are in their area. And it shows the name of the market, the location of the market, and the days and times of operation. But again, we see the markets as private businesses, and it's up on them to market themselves. But CDFA also has their planting seed blog that occasionally has content about farmers markets, especially during National Farmers Market Week or in August. And just last year, there was a blog post on the benefits of buying local produce and developing relationships with farmers. So that's on our CDFA website. It's called the Planting Seeds blog.
Mm-hmm. Do what you can on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's see. Joshua has a website. Joshua has a website for everything he does. Okay. In 1990, the United States federal government passed a farm bill that created the 2501 program to help underserved farmers who have historically experienced limited access to USDA programs and services. And as a derivative of that program, I think the USDA does work with the state of California with specialty block grant programs that are said to serve specialty crops. And like I mentioned earlier, almost every crop in California is a specialty crop. And so the federal government has programs to help these specialty crops market themselves. Would it not be possible? It seems to me like every crop and every farmer at a certified farmer's market is a traditionally underserved farmer when it comes to federal programs. Would there be some way for the state of California to work with the federal government on getting some of that money to help farmers' markets?
Well, you're speaking kind of above my pay grade there. You know, that would be something that would be determined way higher up than me.
I should talk with Catherine Ross, huh?
Maybe so.
Okay. And we have and enjoy talking
Karen
with
Ross.
Karen Ross. Yeah. All right. See, you're not the only name I missed today. Well, good. So that would be something that should be addressed at a higher level. But just on your level, would something like that make sense as a personal who, you know, oversees the direct marketing?
Well, I mean, you know, I work within the framework of making sure that products being brought to market are what were grown by mm-hmm. the producer and grown in California. And that's really my world in the program. So just to talk about how markets and producers should, you know, market themselves. That's really kind of out of my,
okay,
my wheelhouse. Yeah.
Okay. Then, I guess that would be something we'll have to address up further up upstream. Now, as how, I don't know how long you've been with this program, but do you see that it's becoming more effective at reaching people, the consumers, as we move along? Are people becoming more adept at utilizing farmers markets?
I don't know that that's something I can really answer. I can, you know, see how many markets we have, how many producers we have, but the flow of consumers, that would be something you might have to talk to the market industry about.
So that you can see the growth or how the markets are doing pretty much by how many of them survive. And that would be a pretty good indication that how we're doing and growing the industry.
Right. So I can say that, you know, since 2020, where the industry took a big hit because a lot of markets had to close, that our numbers have come back to 2019 levels.
And of course, we're talking COVID era markets. Right. What happened? Because at that time, farmers markets were considered, what it was the term that they used, a vital industry or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they were allowed to stay open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yet they took a hit. And I guess that would be to say people didn't go to the farmers markets then.
Right. So they were considered, and maybe Joshua can remind me of the term. But yes, they were allowed to stay open. They obviously had to follow certain public health guidelines. But still a number of them weren't able to stay open. They shut down. Producers weren't able to get to the markets. But they did stay open. But we did lose the numbers went way down. But
so
they have come back over the last 2 years. They have come back.
Okay. Kind of like the rest of the world, I guess.
Right.
Do you have any idea to the how many we lost, what in terms of percentages? How many farmers markets did we lose to COVID?
Well, I'd say maybe 40%.
Wow.
Yeah.
40%, that was a huge hit then. And that many have come.
And that also could include like the full market. Some of them may have just been downsized to a certain number of producers because they really only could at that point sell fruits and vegetables, the ag products. Mm-hmm. But overall, the size and number of markets was probably about 40% hit. Yeah.
And that market share has come back then. We've regained them.
For the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, take us to the future as a person who manages the present. What do you see as somebody who sits in the supervisor chair looking down the road for the world of farmers markets?
Wow. That's a good question because I'm really, really in the weeds with, you know, day-to-day enforcement. You know, I think what's a big conversation is what people are selling in the market. What are people bringing to the market? And so the opportunities for farmers to sell their products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the real key... I think you spoke earlier about the growth. We have the same basic number of markets. For there to be a significant growth in those markets, we have to bring more consumers to the markets.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Good. So you don't see much growth in the number of markets, but if we can get more people to the markets, that would be the way to build the world of direct food then.
Right.
What do you think we as consumers can do to help?
You know, that's an interesting question too. You're I think just going to them, knowing that they're there, paying attention to, you know, the thought of the markets advertise on social media, and supporting the local producers.
There you go. Well, want to thank you for joining us today, and giving us an insight into the world of CDFA. And as I said, I think it's the one government organization that has a program that actually supports small farmers more than it does big farmers, which is something truly unique in the world of government service. So we thank you for being there for all of those farmers. And we want to thank all you out there for tuning in. And remember Michael Olson's second law of the food chain. The farther you go from the source of your food, the less control you have over what's in that food. Thank you all for tuning in. Jennifer, Joshua. Well,
thank you for having me.
And Charlotte. Thank you all.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with Michael Olson. And if your friends missed the show, tell them to log on the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com for a listen. Now, go out and find some food with its farmer's face on it and live.